and welcome to the fifth Va'anachnu Amcha recording for the week of Parsha Shoiftin. We're going to say over now a few stories that came into the line this past week. The first story goes like this. There was a very chosh of a yid that was in a Beis Medrash after Purim. During the day, he was busy collecting, going around, making his rounds, and pumped. By the end of Purim, he found himself in a certain Beis Medrash. He had no way of getting home. He phoned his parents. His parents were trying to work out a ride for him. They called cousins that lived nearby, and the cousins were also being mishtadel. It wasn't shaykh for this bacher to walk home. He lived much too far from that particular Beis Medrash. And as they were handling, looking for ideas, what to do, listen to what happened. A yid walked into the Beis Medrash and started going over to different people he saw that were standing around. He went over to them and he said, "Does anybody need a ride? I came special to give people rides. Does anybody need a ride?" This bacher had his yeshua. He was able to get home in a flash. Little did he even expect such a zach. Somebody just walks in and said, "I'm here to give rides. Anybody need a ride?" What a moedik and nice. V'anachnu amcha, by Klal Yisrael. When it comes to all sugyas, including the sugya of chesed, we have chidushim in chesed. Yes, a yid will come special to a Beis Medrash. Look around to see, does anybody need a ride? The second story came in from a bacher who was in the mountains over the summer, and he was leaving from the mountains to go to Muncie in order to get a car service together with other bacherim to go back to his yeshiva. And this bacher said that he left the mountains. He was making great timing. But unfortunately, as they were driving, a number of yikuvim came up. One certain road got closed down due to flooding, and a different road had murdika traffic, and one yikuv led to another yikuv, and this very chash of a bacher saw that he's going to have to push off the car service. Originally, it was scheduled to be at 6:15. He's going to have to push it off 15 minutes to 6:30. But then he was thinking to himself, the emes is, I was really hoping to get to Muncie a lot earlier, to daven mincha b'tzibur. It's Rish Chodesh Elul. I would like to daven, especially on Rish Chodesh Elul b'tzibur. Is it a way to start off the Chodesh davening b'yichides? I really was hoping to daven b'tzibur. I'm always makbid to daven b'tzibur, especially Rish Chodesh Elul. He was thinking to himself that the emes is, he had all these oinsims that came his way. Is it his fault? Maybe he should speak to the other bachrim and they should push off the car service even longer. This way, in the meantime, he'd be able to chap a ride, feel a bit tzibur. But then he thought to himself, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to make a mishkal ha-chasidus, put everything on the scale. Yes, mitzad echad, of course, davening bit tzibur is very important. But mitzad sheni, if I'm going to delay all these other bachrim that are wanting to go back more, you know what's going to come out? It's going to come out that when we arrive to yeshiva, we're going to be from the last ones there. And that means when it comes to selecting what beds you're going to have, what dorm room you're going to have, it's first come, first serve. It's going to come out that they're going to get whatever's left. They're not going to be able to make the selection they were hoping and anticipating to be able to make. That's not right for me to do. Yes, in a chanami, I would love to daven b'tzibur. But it should be on the cheshbon of my friends. They should have to suffer a possible loss. I don't think it's the right thing to do. And therefore, this bacher, when he arrived in Muncie, he just quickly davened b'yichidus in order to make the car service at its designated time. He did not want to cause a hefsid to andra bacherin. What a moedike maise. V'anachnu amcha. We're in this world to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make a Mishkal HaChasidus and put on the scale everything. Everything's got to go on the scale. And if we're not sure, with that Fregen Das Torah, which side is the side that's heavier, that's going to win? And the last story, which was called in, it was a very chush of a younger man who was watching the following incident that took place in front of his eyes. There was a $5 bill that was found, and the suffix was, who did it fall from? And there were two chashev younger light nearby. And the Shaila was, did it fall from the first one or the second one? And this younger man was witnessing in front of his eyes. Shak Levitaria, back and forth. Do you know what the fighting was about? The fighting was that each one was tying reasons why the money is really the Andra. The money belongs to the other one. Mikabcha Yisrael. You think by the guy if such a thing would happen? Fighting that the money belongs to the other one. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. We are Zoicha to be the Am Hashem. How lucky, how special we are. Be'ezes Hashem Yisborach. Klal Yisrael is going to continue to stag, to stag, to stag, to end this galus, to bring the Goyal Tzedek. We just have to do the Makabe Patish. We have all the generations behind us, and we're after all these generations. What's left now is just to be Makabe Patish. Very little is left now to give it our best shot, to give that last Makabe Patish, to usher in the Goyal Tzedek. B'mehera v'yameinu.